into the garbage, you flyboy!
This is a rebellion, isn't it?
I call it aggressive negotiations.
The garbage will do!
Hi, and welcome to this week's Trash Compactor podcast, Star Wars from a Certain Point of View. I'm MC.
I'm Sarah.
This week, we're doing another shipping yard episode, and we decided to talk about a pairing that we met in The Force Awakens, and a lot of people have a lot of opinions on the exact nature of their relationship, but no one denies that there's a bond between them. This week, we're talking about Poe and BB-8.
Yay! No, seriously, when I saw Force Awakens and everyone came out of it talking about Poe and Finn, and all I could see was Poe and BB-8.
I understand that completely.
To me, it was so in your face.
Yeah.
It was, yes, he hugged Finn, but he ran to BB-8 and got down on the ground and practically snuggled him.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's not a love story right there.
Well, I think, like, the interesting thing about the shipping yard is that we can talk about two characters or more than two characters, and it doesn't just have to be about the romantic aspects of the relationship. It can be just about what these two mean to each other. And definitely with Poe and BB-8, I don't think anybody can deny how much they mean to one another.
Yeah, no, they are everything to each other.
Yeah. I mean, I do not really personally see the romantic elements between them because I think that Poe treats BB-8 like his small son.
Or favored pet,
yes.
Even. No, I definitely don't see it as a romantic relationship. It's just, it's the epitome of relationships.
Yeah, there are some people who do see it as romantic because why shouldn't droids be romantic with people? But I think Poe and BB-8 have a special relationship amongst all of the humans and droids in the Star Wars universe, with maybe the exception of Lando and L3, and even that is different. But, like, all of the droids are treated like tools. And I would say even Luke and R2. Like, Luke certainly respects R2, but the relationship isn't... He's still a droid. He's...
Right. I mean, the only one I would put a similar is Cassian and K2.
I could see that, yeah.
Where I don't see K2 as a tool. He is a teammate.
Yeah, he's a comrade, yeah. But definitely with Poe and BB-8, one of my favorite moments in The Last Jedi is still, where's my droid? And that belly rub.
It's one of my favorite lines in, I was going to say, the whole sequel trilogy. It's possibly one of my favorite lines in Star Wars. It's, Rose, Finn, you're alive! Where's my droid?
They might as well have done it in slow motion. Him running to BB-8 and, like,
yes,
pressing his forehead to BB-8's dome and then rubbing the sphere. I mean, oh. Mm-hmm. That's an instant reblog for me.
That kind of sums up their relationship.
Yeah.
It's like, we can be apart, they can do separate missions, and then they come back together, and it's just right back where they left off.
Though, speaking of them being separate, that is one complaint that I actually have about the sequel trilogy. They're apart so much.
I know. And even though they're apart so much, there is no doubt that they belong together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Considering you don't see them together a whole lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I know there were some people who were upset at the end of... Oh, by the way, spoilers for The Rise of Skywalker. But upset at the end of The Rise of Skywalker that Rey was with BB-8. And it's like, did Poe just give her his droid? And I didn't take it like that because I personally didn't think she was staying on Tatooine. As you said, I believe, in our reaction episode... Poe and Finn are just chilling at Mos Eisley Cantina, so...
Yeah, they're just waiting for BB-8 to come back.
They don't care about Rey,
just BB-8. Return my droid to me.
So we don't actually know how Poe and BB-8 met, do we?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was just in, was it Before the Awakening? That's the earliest we saw Poe.
I think so.
Yeah. He was already with BB-8 and they didn't like have like a meet cute or anything like that. They were already well established.
Now I want that story. Oh, you know what would be funny?
What?
What if Poe has known BB-8 since he was a spice runner and BB-8 was helping him?
I could see that.
I mean, we can't. I know both of us have issues with that plot point anyway.
Yeah.
But since we have to accept that it exists.
Yeah.
I can totally see BB-8 helping with that.
Well, we do know that BB units, as established in, I want to say, Last Shot? It's Aftermath.
Okay.
That BB-8 units are often used as therapy droids.
That's true.
I love the idea of BB-8 having been, like, a gift from Cass when Shara died.
Aww. That would be sweet.
I really think so. I would like that, you know, little tiny Poe trying to come to terms with his mother's death, and then he's gifted this BB unit. And this would explain why they're as close as they are, because BB-8 got him through this really hard time. And it would also explain why Poe is willing to leave BB-8 with Rey when Rey's starting to isolate herself between The Last Jedi and The Rise of Skywalker, because that's kind of what BB-8 is meant for, to be like a companion to somebody who's hurting.
I could see that.
Yay! I like when my headcanons are accepted.
Yeah. I don't necessarily agree, but I can definitely see it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I kind of like the image of Poe just stumbling on this droid one day and it following him home.
Oh.
And going, well, you need to go back. No. I'm going to stay here. And that was it. And BB-8 just refused to leave, and Poe didn't actually want him to. And thus they were together forever.
Yeah, I mean, really, when it comes to the sequel trilogy, I can see why people ship Finn Poe. And I can even accept people shipping Damaray. And certainly I understand the people who are now shipping Poe and Zori. But for me, like, the Poe ship that I have the most interest in when it comes to the sequel trilogy is Poe and BB-8. Like, I just want as much of their relationship as possible.
Yeah, there's all these wonderful pairing possibilities that came out of the sequels.
Yeah.
And I want the one that's not romantic at all.
Yeah. And I mean, like, everybody knows, like, Oscar Isaac is the dude that I look at when I need to reconfirm that I'm attracted to men. But still, it's like, I'm not, the romantic sexual aspects of any of Poe's relationships aren't really, you know, my focus. It's Poe and BB-8, which is just the purest thing in the world.
And it's not just the way Poe runs to BB-8. It's also the way BB-8 runs to Poe.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't he almost run over Finn in The Force Awakens to get to Poe?
Yes. Yes. And also in Last Jedi, when all the X-Wings explode.
Yeah.
And BB-8's like, where's Poe? Is Poe okay? Is he all right? He's not dead, right? I need my human.
Yeah.
I mean, and I love that BB-8 doesn't actually talk.
Yeah.
Because you still know exactly what he's saying.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful and perfect.
Do you think that Poe has any problems with R2-D2 possibly corrupting BB-8?
I would say yes, but he's a pilot. I think he's long since accepted it was going to happen. I mean, pilots are crazy.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't R2, it probably would have just been him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. It's funny, like, because, you know, we talk about, you know, Poe and BB-8 and their relationship, and a lot of it is from Poe's perspective, but we do get a little bit of BB-8's perspective in the novelization for The Last Jedi. And
oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
I particularly like that BB-8 is, like, doesn't like Black One.
Right.
Like, there's, like, this weird, like, he doesn't like how arrogant the ship is. And there's almost, like, an air of jealousy because, obviously, Poe loves his X-Wing.
Yeah, it's like when you've got a pet and then you have a kid.
But which one would be the pet and which one would be the kid?
I don't know. I didn't finish thinking that through real well before I started talking. But yeah, it's like when you're a family and something else gets added.
Oh yeah. I think that's an interesting aspect that needs to turn up in more Poe whoever fanfic. Whoever Poe hooks up with has to have a good relationship with BB-8.
Mm-hmm. BB-8's got to vet any of Poe's possible partners.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, like, you hear about that all of the time with both people with kids and people with pets. Like, if their, you know, child or pet does not like their significant other, they will often break up with them. And that's what would happen with Poe.
BB-8 comes first.
Yeah. Which I suppose, if you're shipping Finn Poe and or Dameray, then it's not really an issue. But I think, like, if the dynamic changed, that BB-8 might have a problem. Because now he's not number one in Poe's life.
Yeah, they'd have to figure that out.
I mean, like, just stating this here, this is not a headcanon. This is just flat-out canon, and I will not accept otherwise. Poe and BB-8 have slept in the same bed.
Oh, I'm sure they have. Yeah.
Is both of our favorite moments the Where's My Droid?
Generally, yes. Yeah.
Is there any moments with Poe and BB-8 that, like, we're not, like, super keen on?
Nope.
Yeah, no, just thinking about it. Like,
for me, there isn't a single moment that they are on screen together that I don't love.
And I mean, even the scenes when they're not on screen together, like how BB-8 just, like, wants to go feral on Finn when he thinks Finn has stolen Poe's jacket.
Mm-hmm. Protective.
Yeah.
Yeah, any time there's interaction or one is talking about the other for various definitions of talking, like with the jacket, it's just perfect. Yeah.
I think if there was anything that I was, like, less pleased about, and I mean, this is not even, like, what I would call a deal breaker, I'm not super keen on how BB-8 is used in Resistance.
Yeah.
I feel like they stretched it a little too far to have BB-8 be a part of that show.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with what they did with him. I just think it was unnecessary.
Well, yeah, that's
it didn't need to be BB-8.
Yeah, and I feel like Poe probably wouldn't want to leave his droid for that long, even if they do go on separate missions from one another.
Right.
Yeah. It was just kind of, that was a marketing thing where it's just like, BB-8's really popular, so we've got to put BB-8 in this.
Right. But I didn't hate that either.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why I'm saying that's the only thing that kind of gives me a little bit of pause.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that we would like to see happen with Poe and BB-8 in the future? Other than just more.
Just more.
Just more.
Yeah, honestly, just more.
I'm going to mention this now because I don't know when we'll get the chance. I mean, this isn't specifically a Poe and BB-8 thing, but I will never give up an opportunity to talk about this. But I want BB-8 and Chopper to interact.
I was just thinking that. Like, just thinking that.
Yeah.
But since that's not a Poe and BB-8 thing, I wasn't going to say it, so I'm really glad you did.
Well, I mean, I have my headcanons for how it can relate to Poe, because I am 90% positive that Poe and Jason Syndulla know each other.
Okay.
So I would really love to see BB-8 and Chopper on a buddy cop mission together. And I've said this several times before, and I remember, I think it was Kevin Scott said it on a panel at Celebration, that he wanted that to happen. And this was completely independent of me talking about it. And I'm like, well, come on. Keep pitching it until they let you do it.
Just write it. Yeah, no, that I would love to see.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, for Poe and BB-8, I just want to see more of them together. And like I said,
just off flying, having adventures.
Yeah, if they do have Poe eventually find a, I don't want to say legit love interest, but like an actual, like, more than just a tease. If they have him get into an actual relationship, I would like to see BB-8's reaction to it.
Yes. Definitely yes.
Yeah. So I guess that's kind of it when it comes, because I mean, we're just all smiles when it comes to Poe and BB-8.
Yeah, exactly. And that is a sign of a really good ship.
Yeah. They just make me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell us your thoughts on Poe and BB-8. Tell us who you think we should cover in the next Shipping Yard episode. You can contact us on Twitter at SW Trash Podcast, or you can contact me personally, and I'm MC Frotis.
And I'm Murnell.
And you can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Tumblr at the Trash Compactor Podcast. And please support our podcast on Patreon so that we can do more and more episodes, because we love talking about Star Wars and it would be really nice if we had more opportunity to do that. So we are Trash Compactor Podcast on Patreon. So until next time, may the Force be with you.
Where's my droid?